Hello, we're back with 10 minutes of Talmud. Today we are going to find out about the Jewish super Hebrew, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. So we'll say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu, melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. All right, we're in Tractate Damai, and we're on Chapter 1, Halakha 3. If you're in the Schottenstein, the Art Scroll, that's page 7b1. Okay. Now, let me just give you a little background on Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. He is very meticulous about making sure that all the Jewish agricultural taxes have been taken out of his produce before he will eat them. In the Talmud, a person who is very punctilious about this is called a chaver, and a person who is not is called an am haaretz, a person of the land. These are technical terms. Now, later, chaver became friend, and am haaretz became an ignoramus in general, but that's not what it is in the Talmud. And there was a real social rift between these two groups, because if you're a chaver, you would not eat the food of an am haaretz. You would kind of think of it as if it were polluting to you. So Tractate Damai is about doubtfully tithed produce, because they're not even going to, a chaver will not even eat food about which there's a doubt whether it's been tithed or not. And Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair is kind of the chaver to beat all chaverim, and this corresponds with his magic powers. I mean, there really isn't any way to get around that that's what he has. Okay. All right. So, Chamarte de Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair Ganvuna Listia Laila Avdat Tmura. Okay. Thieves stole the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair at night. Avdat Tmura Gabon Talta Yamin, and they kept it in hiding with them for 3 days. Delata Amma Klu, during which the donkey did not taste a thing. Now, by the way, I just want you to notice we're in Aramaic here, but the Aramaic is not as hard as the Babylonian Aramaic. You can hear the Hebrew words behind the Aramaic. That's one of the great things about Yerushalmi, is that it's pretty easy to move from Hebrew to Aramaic. Okay, the lata amah klum, and the donkey did not eat anything. Batar talta yamin, after 3 days, right? Just remember, one of the rules of Aramaic a lot of times is that a shin will turn to a taf. So instead of Shlosha, which is three, we have Talata. See, did you hear how the shins turned to tots? Okay. Eat Malchun Machazarte Lamra. They decided to return the donkey to its master. Amrin, because they said, Nishlechina Lamara. It might die with us in this cave where we are hiding, right? Dalalimut Lagavan, the Tisare Ma'arta, and it will make the cave smell, and they will be able to find us from the smell of this dead donkey. Okay. Apkunna, and they took it out. Nafak is the root for the word to go out in Aramaic. Azlat Vekamat Alturat Damara. It went and stood outside the gate of its master. Okay, so the donkey, like a horse, right? It finds its way home all by itself. And it starts crying. Shuryat Menahaka. It starts to cry. Amarlon. So Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair says to his servants, Putchun Lahada Alivata. Open up for this poor creature the eat la talpa yomin vadalat amat klum. For it has gone 3 days without eating anything. So, in other words, this donkey of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair is so in tune with its master that it will not eat produce that is only doubtfully tithed. And let's face it, if you're hiding in a cave with a bunch of thieves, it's really rather doubtful that they're actually paying their taxes. You know what I mean? So, and Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair gets this because he understands the donkey's been gone for 3 days. It's not going to eat anything while it's with those thieves. So he understands that she's hungry. Patchun le, to alat le. Excuse me, la. Need new glasses. They opened the gate for the donkey and it entered. Amar lon. So Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair said to them, Yehavun la klum teho. Let's give her something to eat. Yehavun kamat arin. So they gave the donkey some barley. Velaba it meho. But it didn't eat the barley, which is pretty amazing. The donkey hasn't had anything to eat for 3 days, right? But they put some barley in front of her. She's not eating. Okay. Amru le Rabbi. So they said to Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, our teacher, Laba ate necho, but she doesn't want to eat. Amarlon. So he says back to his servants, Metaknan inun, have you rectified the count of the barley? In other words, have you taken out some grain just to take precautions against the fact that we might have shorted the system somewhere along the way? Amru le'im, and they said to him, yes. Amarlon, he said to them, V'ari miton demayan, and are you sure you took out the demai, the doubtfully tied produce? Amru le, they said to him, V'lakein ilfan rapi, but you taught us. Oh, cliffhanger. All right, we'll pick up there tomorrow. Talk to you then. Bye.